Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
At a time when democracy is under attack in Europe, today's Nobel Peace Prize went to people in three countries who are fighting human rights violations and opposing the war crimes committed by the Russian regime of Vladimir Putin. The prize went to Belarusian human rights advocate Alice Bialyatsky, Russian human rights organization Memorial, and a Ukrainian group called the Center for Civil Liberties. NPR's Rob Schmitz joins us now from Berlin. Rob, welcome.
Thanks, Peter.
So all three of this year's recipients are connected by two important threads. They've all fought for human rights in their respective countries, and they've all fought against the power structures set up by Russia and the former Soviet Union. Tell us more.
Yeah, there are two organizations and one individual who share today's prize, and I'll start with the individual. His name is Alice Bialyatsky. He's from Belarus, and he's devoted his life to fighting for democracy inside his country, and over three decades has been repeatedly punished for doing that. 26 years ago, he founded a group that assisted political prisoners in the country's capital of Minsk, and it continues to monitor elections and human rights abuses. Through it all, Bialyatsky has run up against the regime of Alexander Lukashenko and has been in and out of prison. He's currently in prison on questionable tax evasion charges that have not gone to trial yet.
So, as in the past, we have a Nobel Peace Prize winner who is in prison. But as we said, there are also two other recipients. Both of those are organizations. What should we know about them?
Yeah, the first one is the Russian group Memorial, one of the country's most famous human rights groups that has shed light on the stories of people who suffered and were imprisoned during the Soviet Union's darkest times under dictator Joseph Stalin. They've also documented abuses by the regime of Vladimir Putin, and Putin ordered Memorial to be shut down last year. The third recipient of today's prize is Ukraine's Center for Civil Liberties, a group that's been very busy this year. Its mission is in part to collect evidence of Russia's war crimes inside of Ukraine as the Kremlin continues its war there.
So, I mean, it's interesting to note that the prize is shared this year among people or organizations that are either in Russia, Belarus, or Ukraine. And with a war raging in Europe, it's not hard to see the connection there. What is the message we're getting from the Nobel Committee?
Yeah, Nobel Committee Chair Barrett Rice Anderson had this to say about the three winners.
They have for many years promoted the right to criticize power and protect the fundamental rights of citizens. They have made an outstanding effort to document war crimes, human rights abuses, and the abuse of power. Together, they demonstrate the significance of civil society for peace and democracy.
And Peter, Rice Anderson was asked by a reporter today whether this was a special message to Russian President Vladimir Putin on this, his 70th birthday today.
Right.
She said this year's award is not addressing Putin, but is addressing his government and the government of Belarus as authoritarian governments that are suppressing human rights and civil society in general.
And Belarus and Russia, close allies. NPR's Rob Schmitz reporting today from Berlin. Thank you so much.
Thank you.